Good morning and welcome. It's the Ask the Pastor program here on the Messenger of Good News Worldwide, KFUO. Well, I'm not just Roland Ledner this morning. I have an entire crew in the studio with me this morning. And I tell you what, I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Rod Zwanitzer for a moment because this is a remarkably special day in the life of this beloved radio station. Pastor Zwanitzer, over to you, sir.
Everybody, this is a special day for us and for all of you who value this gospel ministry, because we're celebrating today 88 years of... So there's a few of the staff that are off today, so if you're out there listening, whoever you are, you're a part of this too. We just wanted to share with the listening community around the world how thankful and grateful we are to be a part of this historic place. December the 14th, 1924, in near downtown St. Louis, they turned this radio station on. Joni, what's the name of that first pastors that started this amazing ministry called KFUO in Classic 99?
The first pastors who began it were Dr. John Fritz from Concordia Seminary, Reverend Kretschmar, who was a pastor at Emmaus Lutheran Church, and of course Dr. Walter A. Meyer, who was our first Lutheran Hour speaker on KFUO. And those men started this radio station for one reason and one reason only, and that was to proclaim the gospel message of Jesus Christ throughout the world. And for that, we give thanks.
Rod, if you'd be so kind, you want to introduce the staff that's in the room with us here?
Okay. I have Buzz Ulrich, who is, you hear his voice a lot when you hear it, wonderful radio voice, does announcing and is the co-producer, co-host of something we're excited and proud of, World Lutheran News Digest and the Digest Minute. Buzz, what do you think of the 88th birthday?
Well, considering I've been here 8 years of the 88 and listening for my entire life, I'm very proud to be here and very happy that we can celebrate 88 years and it's another thing where we can say, hooray, that the forefathers thought far enough down the road of this broadcast medium that we could be still standing here today proclaiming the gospel.
Right. And I think our newest member of the KFUO family, Kip Allen, a veteran in not only broadcasting but communications, came back to his home place of St. Louis from California, the desert in California. Kip, what's it like to be a part of worldwide KFUO?
Absolutely incredible. It's like coming home to me. It really is. As you mentioned, I was raised here in St. Louis, and I'm coming back. And, of course, being a lifelong Lutheran, this is where I belong.
Excellent. Good to have you on. And the voice of his time, sanctifying your day with the Word of God in prayer, Pastor Randy Asbury. Randy, you are the kickoff guy in the morning, in here early, turning on the transmitter and getting this going for the rest of the day. KFUO for you.
Yes, I'm here every morning, and I'm about ready to go back to bed right now. KFUO for me, well, it's a distinct honor to be one of the voices over the years and even among us now to proclaim that gospel of Jesus Christ crucified and risen for you. What a tremendous honor that is. And to start the day off with God's word and prayer, every morning almost I pinch myself and say, am I dreaming? I mean, hey, we get to start the day off right here. So what an honor to be here and what a joy and a time to give thanks to God for his tremendous gifts and faithfulness over 88 years. So very proud to be a part of the team.
We're great to have you a part of the team. Mary Schmidt. Dual hats, and both of them vital. Mary helps with fundraising and day sponsorship, and also becoming more and more vital to our outreach promotion, websites, and all kinds of other things, pastor appreciation contests. So, Mary, you are such a computer graphic artist, did stuff for us. We're so excited for your contributions to KFUO. What does it mean to you?
I just like to help everyone and help spread the gospel on KFUO. It's a great place. I love the people, and I love what we're doing. So
call in and talk to Mary about day sponsorship.
Yes.
and all kinds of other good things, right?
Yes.
You know, an endowment wouldn't be bad either.
Jenny Williams, when you call in, as I do some mornings, and say, Jenny, let me talk to so-and-so, the voice you hear of KFUO is Jenny Williams, our receptionist and smiling face as you enter our premises. Jenny, what's the KFUO for you?
Well, I've been here over 20 years. I've enjoyed pretty much all of it. I was standing here looking around trying to figure out what to say. I know that I remember when some of us in this room were seminarians, but I started when I was 3.
So, you got me beat by a lot of years.
But it's every day is some different adventure. Every week I can say there's a new adventure, so it's been real.
Okay. See if you can recognize this voice as she starts out one of the becoming favorite little spots twice a day, the beginning of your little...
This is World Lutheran News Digest Minute.
And you are?
My name is Liz Hoffman.
And she's co-producer and co-host with Buzz of World Lutheran News Digest.
That's right.
And putting together a brand new show. You want to say one word about what you're doing for the future?
Well, we've got all kinds of things in store, but it's kind of surprise, surprise.
So yeah.
Oh, stay tuned.
Yeah, all right. I like that. Don't tell them it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
This
right.
lady drives an hour and a half or so every day to come to work here, and she doesn't miss a beat.
Something
We're
like
so
that.
Thankful for that, Liz.
Now,
if you want to go hunting, talk to Liz.
Now, Pastor Zwanich, I'm going to take over because...
Joni.
What, you already had Joni
on? Oh, I already had Joni
knows
on.
Joni.
Joni's...
Wait. Well, okay.
One thing I want to send.
One more thing.
Yes. I want to say John Fisher, who was here at KFUO the longest, is retired. His wife is feeling ill right now, and we want to remember her in our prayers, but we want to say thank you to God for letting John Fisher be part of KFUO for so many years, as I know he would say thank you to God for allowing him to be here to be part of this ministry.
And also, we don't want to neglect Gary Duncan. Who is you know, doing other stuff today. He has a day off.
Well, Director of Operations.
Well-deserved, well-earned, good.
And John Powers.
John Powers as well. Godspeed your recovery, John.
He's had some health problems, too, and recovering, and he kind of maintains this old building. So, Roland, take it away.
Well, this is a very special introduction because it's always a delight. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to introduce Pastor Emeritus. And, you know, Emeritus is Latin for all-around good guy. Is that right, Pastor Zwanich?
Amen. Amen to that.
Pastor Frederick Bowie, who joins us now, guitar in hand. If I may beg a special request as we start, can we have a quick version of Happy Birthday
yes.
for this wonderful old station?
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
KFUO.
Happy birthday to you. God's blessings to you, God's blessings to you.
Something like that.
God's blessings to you.
Now, Roland, when I was, my dad and his family moved off the farm in the 1920s, and they became members of, into the city of St. Louis, became members of a Mass Lutheran church. Jefferson Avenue. My dad was a little shaver and attended the Emmaus Lutheran school and still always told the story about the proud day when he and all his school children lined up, walked down the sidewalk all the way down Jefferson Avenue to where the KFUO studios were at that time at the old Concordia Seminary, which was upstairs at Jefferson and Miami, and the school sang this song, which we can all sing together, first line of Beautiful Savior.
Beautiful Savior, King of creation, Son of God and Son of Man, truly I love thee. Truly I serve thee,
think
in the German.
I think my dad's school choir sounded better than we did. But
Well, gang, thanks for coming in. Thank you, Pastor.
Happy Zwanitzer. Birthday, KFUO.
And normally, you know, the one who is celebrating the birth, the anniversary of the birth, gets the gifts, but it's our privilege and delight to bring some gifts for this Christmas and Advent season to you from our dear friend here, Pastor Bowie. Now, you have a let me grab this. You have a new book out. I want to talk about this because I noticed you have sized it conveniently for gift giving. Fits in a stocking, I think, quite nicely.
Well, this this book it just hit the bin, as we say in the trade, yesterday, and it's a collection of children's stories that some were told by my uncles down around the campfire in Perry County, Missouri, near the Saline Creek. And so a couple of those are in there, and others are stories that I made up myself. But I put this little booklet of children's stories together after my kids were begging me and begging me to write them down. And so it's just a little collection called Uncle Fritz Stories. And
Who is Mikey who had to help you spell
Mikey
all
is
these
my
out?
Son Michael H. Bowie. Who is now 26 years old, a student at Merrimack Community College, and he did the cover of a fellow sitting on a log with a corncob pipe, and surrounding him are some of the characters and stories in the book.
Well, let's see here. We've got, find the right page. Here we go. Witchy Witch and Old John Barleycorn and the Three Bouncy Boys. This sounds...
Yes, they're... Yeah. Now, pretty wild stories.
Yeah. Help me out with you've got the flying house, the one that comes after that, Pop Fly?
Pop Fly, yeah.
P-H-L-E-I-G-H, Fly?
Yeah, they're pronounced Fly, Pop Fly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the greatest baseball player that ever lived, and he played against Eagle McFliegel, who was the worst baseball player that ever lived, did everything backwards, held the bat by the wrong end, faced the opposite way at the plate, wears uniform inside out. Anyway, the crazy stories there.
Yeah, and it ends up with something my children will not be getting for Christmas, a puppy.
A puppy, yeah. Yeah.
The Don't story get your hopes up, kid.
The story of the Christmas puppy is a little longer than the other stories, but it ties together everything else that went before it, because just about all of the characters in the preceding stories appear in for cameos in the story of the Christmas puppy.
And this is available along with your other work at Pergola Press.
Well, it's not available yet.
let's
flack the website, www.pergolapress.com, and it's going to be up on the website as soon as I get around to it. But one of my things that I've been doing.
You didn't bring old chestnuts. I'm glad to see you brought new chestnuts as well.
I brought new chestnuts, Yeah, and I've got a track on there that I thought we might spin if you'd be interested. It's called Barroom Christmas, and I wrote the song, but it's sung by Diane Richardson, who is a very fine vocalist and coaches the women's volleyball squad at Pattonville High School. Now, I have to warn the listeners that this is not music written for a church service. This is written for people who don't go to church, and at Christmas time, we need to remember the lonely, the downtrodden, the outcast, the people that that are not in church but on Christmas, but perhaps in a place like this. Are you ready to...
Well, this will take me a moment. Since you've got guitar in hand, you want to start with something else while I get this queued up?
Let me play a little fiddle tune for you. And the name of this tune is Star of the County Down, and it's an Irish traditional tune that I turned into a Christmas song. But here's the original tune.
Thank you.
Excellent.
And I wrote some lyrics to go along with that that I presented to my congregation in Fairview Heights, Illinois, a few years ago. And it's called The Old Fiddler's Christmas. And do I have time to play that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. All right, let's see how we do here. In the Ozark wood where a cabin stood one snowy Christmas day, an old fiddler sat and he scratched his cat as he bowed his head to pray. And he thanked the Lord for the gospel word as he put a log on the fire. Then a prayer so deep sent him off to sleep where he heard the angel choir sing, glory, hallelujah, Christ is born this day. Glory, hallelujah, Christ is born this day. As the angels sang and the heavens all rang, he looked and listened and soon, from a fiddler's hand in the heavenly band, he heard a beautiful tune. As it rose and it fell, it seemed to tell of the love that Jesus brings, of the peace on earth by his holy birth, that men and angels sing. Glory, hallelujah, Christ is born this day. Glory, hallelujah, Christ is born this day. Then he woke from his nap with his fiddle in his lap, and he rosined up the bow, and he played and he sang till the woods all rang through the hills and falling snow. And the fox and the goose and the rabbit and the moose and the angels with bright wings, they all drew near for to see and hear the old fiddler play and sing. Glory, hallelujah, Christ is born this day. Glory, hallelujah, Christ is born this day.
That is wonderful. So, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we played that for our Christmas Day service on Christmas in 2 years ago, 2010.
Now, tell me about this barroom Christmas. I've got this queued up. I can fire this off here in just a moment.
Yeah, it's written in the country western style, and it's written from the point of view of a guy who has doesn't have a family, is broke up with his girlfriend. He doesn't have many friends, and he doesn't have any place to go. He's not a member of a church, although he used to be, but the church kind of turned him off, as it did a lot of people, and maybe removed him arbitrarily from the rolls because he didn't contribute any money for a long time. I don't know. But it's from this guy's point of view, and he's speaking about kind of how depressing it is at Christmas to be in a bar room when everybody else has got family and Christmas trees and lights and so forth. But it ends on a note of hope.
Well, here we go.
As I sit here on the bar stool, I can hear the people say, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, as they hurry on their way. But for me, it makes no difference, I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm alone on Christmas Eve, like so many folks I know. It's a barroom Christmas this year. Old Jim Beam will have to do for Christmas cheer. Maybe someday we will find true love and peace of mind. But it's a lonely barroom Christmas this year. There's old Clarence in the corner drinking six or seven beers. That's because his only daughter hasn't talked to him in years. And there's Mabel at the jukebox playing Hank and Patsy Cline. Just like me, she lost her lover. We'll be here till closing time. It's a barroom Christmas this year. Old Jim Beam will have to do for Christmas cheer. Maybe someday we will find true love and peace of mind. But it's a lonely barroom Christmas this year. I can see right out the window, there's a church across the way. If I went there to find Jesus, what hard words might he say? Or would Jesus, like a shepherd, searching for his little lamb, come in here and have a whiskey, just love me as I am. It's a barroom Christmas this year. So let's lift one final glass of Christmas cheer. Here's to all of us like Jesus, who've been left out in the cold. May we find a blessing somewhere. God have mercy on our soul.
Barroom Christmas.
Yes. And, you know, there's a lot of people like that. People have lost loved ones, lost jobs. And Reformation Lutheran Church is having a special worship service on Sunday, December 16th at 4 p.m. for people like that.
That's this weekend, yeah.
Feel like they've been left out in the cold, because Jesus is for those people, too.
Thanks be to God.
Yes.
Pastor Fritz Bowie is our guest this morning. Pastor Emeritus, which, as I said before, in Latin, stands for all-around really good guy. We'll be back. It is the Ask the Pastor program, bringing gifts to you today of music. You know, KFUO is referred to as the messenger of good news. Well, we're putting that message to music today. Pastor Bowie will return. If you want, you can join us at 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, KFUO.org as well. We'll be right back. Stick around. Good morning. Welcome back. It's a modified Ask the Pastor today. Our very dear friend, the Reverend Fritz Bowie, Frederick Bowie, Pastor Emeritus, has brought guitar and fiddle with him today. An opportunity for us to bring you a special version of the message of good news set to music. And don't forget, a couple of things that we mentioned if you joined us a little bit late. First, thanks be to God, the 88th anniversary of KFUO Radio celebrated on this day. But Pastor Bowie has brought with him a CD, some music. It's all available from your website again, which is?
www.pergolapress.com.
Now, as we went to the break, you mentioned very quickly about a special service coming up this Sunday. Let's mention that again, in case folks didn't get all the information.
It's December 16th at 4 p.m. at Reformation Lutheran Church on Mackenzie Road in Afton, and it's called a service of comfort and hope. Some churches call it a Blue Christmas celebration, but they decided to call it a service of comfort and hope. Elvis will not be at
he will not be
Blue
in the building.
Christmas, no. But this is especially for people who've lost loved ones, who are in pain, who are lonely, the people that we sung about in the cut we played before from my album, A Barroom Christmas. And I've got a couple of other things here that I prepared that Henry Gehrke asked me to write a hymn text for the congregation to sing at this service of comfort and hope. And the first one is based on Coventry Carol. And Coventry Carol is from a medieval pageant play in which townsfolk act out biblical characters. And this one was the original text and tune was sung by the women of Bethlehem just before Herod came in and soldiers came in to slaughter their children. So, Luli, Lule, thou little tiny child, bye-bye, Luli, Lule. It's a beautiful tune, and let me see if I can play it on the guitar for you. Got a good feed there?
Got a good feed. Go ahead.
I'm not going to attempt to sing this, but the text goes like this, and it's rhetorically it's divided into positive and negative, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. Poor Rachel wailed in Israel, her children all were slain. Yet innocence to heaven went, and soon will live again. Martha was mad at God who had not answered when she prayed. Then Lazarus heard his brother's word and rose up from the dead. Sweet Mary lost upon the cross the child she loved so well, but gained the Son of God who won the world from death and hell. Now, stanza four, we changed to direct address. This is why I'm having a solo, a male voice sing this. And what think you did I go through when punishing my son? Like Abraham, I weep, I am making his life your own. Now here you are, no sun, no star to take your night away. Yet I am here, my child so dear, to dry your tears today. Lule, lule, my precious child, peace now, lule, lule. So that's the way I've modified the original text of that.
When did you write this?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
You did this in a couple of weeks?
Well,
wow.
I did it in about a day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not one of these guys that writes a song in 10 minutes, but like Hank Williams allegedly did with what some of his hit songs.
Now, but, Pastor Bauer, you just it strikes me that you have quite a gift that you've been given in a vocation as a hymn writer, because there are people who've tried to capture something like this in their entire careers and can't do it.
Well, as the apostle, the brother of James, said, every good gift comes from above, from the Father of lights.
Hmm.
And what can I say? I mean,
you know, the Lord has given me a certain ability to put words and music together in a variety of ways, although and all I can do is thank God for that and work hard and study the craft and the technique and write as well as I can for the people whom I serve. Poetry long ago separated itself from music, and I think they went down the wrong track because, you know, who reads poetry and who writes poetry? They're just writing for each other. But as a poet, songwriter, hymn writer for the church, I'm writing for people I know. And, you know, there's Joe the barber. There's Phil who fixes my car. There's Emmy who runs a daycare. I know these people, and those are the people I'm writing for. And that's what the poets did in old times. They wrote for people they knew. And to capture their experience in poetry, in lyric poetry or epic poetry, to the accompaniment of music, a little harp or a lyre or something like that. So this is going to be sung by a solo voice. Thank you for the compliment. Andres Segovia, the great guitarist, said, "I don't mind working as hard as I can, as long as I can, as long as I'm here on this earth, because I have all eternity in which to rest." So there's a lot of hard work, and a lot of experience that goes behind creating a lyric like this.
Is it when you write a hymn, or when you write a song like Barroom Christmas?
Yeah.
Is it harder to put more words in or take words out?
Well, the breakdown is this. In a novel, every page has to count. In a short story, every paragraph has to count. In a poem, every line and every word has to count. And by counting, I mean, you know, they have to reach out and grab you and punch you in the face and say, "Stop what you're doing and listen to me right now, because this, I'm saying this one time and I'm not going to repeat it, and you better get it." You know, that's and to put things in here, put lines in, I'm always looking for that telling line. And the best writers, whether it's serious poetry or country or pop music, have a way of doing this. For example, in the lyrics for Barroom Christmas, this third verse, "I can see right out the window there's a church across the way. If I went there to find Jesus, what hard words might he say?" So the guy's sitting in the bar thinking this, you know. He's thinking, boy, if I showed up in church, you know, Jesus and the people that talk about Jesus, you know, they might really reject me. But then he goes on to think, "Or would Jesus, like a shepherd searching for his little lamb, come in here and have a whiskey and just love me as I am?" And I sang this, I was telling you before we went on, to a group of songwriters, and one fellow, the line hit him so hard he almost fell out of his chair. And afterwards, one of the guys that was there came up to me and grabbed me by the lapel, almost literally, and said, "You have got to record that song," which led to an outlay of X number of dollars in the record that you have before you. So like I say, there's a spiritual undercurrent through the whole thing, but it gets more specific toward the end. But, you know, I love songwriting, instrumental music, but, you know, I have a bachelor's in music, an MDiv from Concordia Seminary, and a PhD in English literature. And hymn writing is the one way I can bring them all three together, music, theology, and literature. And I'm very privileged to be working with John Vicker and Will Whedon on the upcoming hymn writers conference that's going to be held at the Todd Hall Episcopal Retreat Center in Columbia, Illinois, at the end of January next year. And 30 people have been selected thanks to a grant from Thrivent. Expenses are going to be covered. And, boy, I'm going to say to you and our listening audience, we have got some tremendous talent, hymn-writing talent out there. And Vikram and Weed and I were sitting over lunch and shaking our heads and saying, who are these people? You know, because there's some people we know that write good hymns. Greg Wismar, you know, people like that, Chad Bird. But you know, there was a whole bunch of people. Charlie Henriksen's another, but there was a whole bunch of people.
I didn't know Charlie wrote hymns.
Charlie writes brilliant political parodies songs, and that's what he's kind of known for, but he turned in some excellent hymn text. But there's all these other people. We don't have a clue who they are, but they're writing wonderful hymns and praise to our God, and I hope sometime we'll get them on KFUO once we get them worked
up. Let me ask you a question about hymns, because if you pick up the Lutheran Service Book, we have one somewhere, I think maybe right there in front of you. On the desk there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have enough hymns? Why do we need more hymns? We can't sing the ones that we have in the LSB already.
Well, it's the same as stewardship at church. We don't give to, we give from. And it's from the abundance of our heart that I find great joy when I write out a check to support my a local congregation. And it's the same with the other gifts that God has given, the gift of music. We're singing from the abundance of joy in our heart. We're singing to the Lord, and inspiration with a small I is at work. You know, poets talk about the muse. You know, there's the muse, but there's also the craft and the technique of good writing good texts and good music for hymns, and so you know, God is a God of infinite creativity, and if He in His wisdom anoints some people to write hymns for their local congregation, and the hymn sprouts legs and starts escaping and running around and making friends, as happened to the hymn that my wife and I wrote years ago in Arizona, What Is This Bread? It's even escaped into South America. They were singing it down there at a conference. If people are writing hymns, then the church needs them. You know, God is creating a supply for a demand that may not be perceived yet.
Shall we move on to this next one that you brought for this special service? Oh, Dear Father, Kind Yet Holy.
Right. This is for congregational singing, and it actually, this poetic scansion on this fits two tunes. One is Freudig Zer, and the other is Der am Kreuz. And so the Freudig Zer is Comfort, comfort ye my people, da 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 dee da da. And Der am Kreuz is On my heart imprint thine image, da da dee da dee da da. One is from Advent, the other is from Lent. You can sing it to either tune, but we're going to do it to the tune of Comfort, Comfort Ye, My People. Can I read this text?
Please.
Go ahead.
Please.
Okay.
I think it's wonderful.
And again,
through this.
Rhetorically, you'll see what's going on here. And just, oh, dear Father, kind yet holy, who to save this world from death sent your Son through virgin lowly, gave Him human form and breath. Yet like faithful Abraham, you who are the great I Am, grieved to slay your one and only Son upon the cross so lonely. 2. All my sorrow and affliction, all the pain I'm going through. This is, you know, talking to, you know, the person who's suffering at Christmas time. All the pain I'm going through in your life and crucifixion, Jesus, you have suffered too. Angels sang when you were born, and again on Easter morn. Let me know you in correction, join you in the resurrection. Now, the first stanza is the Father and the Son, and guess who's coming up in the third stanza?
I would say it's the Spirit's coming up here.
3. Send your Holy Spirit to me through your word and means of grace, that this arrow piercing through me may be healed before your face. Let him come unto my side, that your torn and battered bride may the Christmas songs of Zion sing to Judah's holy lion. So here again, the congregation is singing, and it's a prayer, really, addressing first to the God the Father, and then the second praying to Jesus, and the third to the Holy Spirit.
The line in the second verse, "Let me know you in correction."
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I haven't had the time yet to put in all the biblical references, but there's a scripture that says that I may know him in the fellowship of his suffering. And so in Hebrews chapter 12, God says through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which I'm mumbling here as I turn to find the book of Hebrews and my old King James Bible where the pages are stuck together. Hebrews 12. See, it's 11, 12. Here we are. You have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? And the word scourging comes in the Greek from the word mastix, and that's that nasty little whip with a wooden handle and leather thongs, each that had a piece of glass or something in the end of it that would rip flesh. You know, so, it's a very powerful word here.
This would be a plea to know that we are loved.
Yeah, and you know, if Jesus was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, we who live under the cross have the privilege of walking with him. I mean, this world is not our home. That's what we sing in Advent. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, and take us from this veil of tears.
You ready for a phone call or two?
I'd be happy to. Talking enough.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Hi there. Good morning, Pastor Bell. I don't get to talk to you much, but I heard you on the air, so I called in.
Well, if this is the dentist I'm thinking it is, get a new case for your guitar.
Yeah, I know. I will. I'll work on it one of these days. But hey, what's the likelihood of you giving us a couple of verses of that song that you wrote that was to the tune of Star of the County Down?
You missed that. We did that at the beginning of the program. Tough luck.
Oh, that's too bad.
I wish I had you here with your mandolin. We'll have to get this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of my
You know, they used to fit entire orchestras here in this studio.
Yeah, so
a guy with a mandolin may fit, yeah.
A mandolin, a very fine all-around musician. I'll mention his name, Dennis Miller from O'Fallon, Illinois. And a very active member of a congregation. I was privileged to serve Bethany in Fairview Heights, which has a fine young pastor, and Dennis is a lay leader there. He's an excellent cook at a new restaurant called Hemingway's over there in O'Fallon. and has donated a section of his acreage so that the new pastor, Pastor Jeffrey Hemmer, can raise pigs. And so things
See,
are...
Quite a church. It's a pretty
wonderful, confessional, solid church there at Bethany.
And then we've got Pastor Hemmer. We've got Pastor Hemmer in the rotation for Ask the Pastor. He was on
very
this week.
Good. He's an excellent young man, and I admire him greatly. But don't tell him, or it'll go to his head.
All right. Well, talk. Give me a shout later on, Pastor.
Okay, I sure will, Dennis.
All right. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the call. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We have a few moments left with Pastor Bowie, specifically about 3 minutes. Is there something that you might want to play in 3 minutes of airtime left?
Sure. Let me try. Got a good feed?
I do, sir.
All right. Let me lower the mic a little bit.
Thank you, thank you. Now let's make sure, because as folks have been listening during this hour, and we've mentioned a couple of times, we want to mention again the website that they can get the new chestnuts and the soon to be coming out Book of Tales, Tall Tales, Uncle Fritz Stories.
Uncle Fritz Stories. Yes, it's www.pergolapress.com. P-E-R-G-O-L-A, pergolapress.com. And the pergola is a little grape arbor that where I, in my backyard, I like to sit and smoke my pipe and daydream and pluck my guitar and
cook up
the kind of things that do a lot of my writing out there.
I just got the flyer for the new pipe show coming up.
Yes.
In February.
Yes, I'll see you there. Right. And also my album of church music for the guitar, The Great Dance. I'm in the process. I've sold out, and I'm in the process of getting that reproduced, get more copies, and get that up on the web again.
We have just a few seconds left. In one of our previous conversations, you talked about a corded version of the Lutheran hymnal.
Yes.
Lutheran Service Book.
That has been complete. I turned that into Concordia Publishing House. Paul McCain very kindly gave the go-ahead on that project, and I worked with David Johnson, who is just a wonderful, wonderful director of the music department down there, and that is being field-tested right now and should be coming out maybe on an electronic version for download, but I took everything from the liturgical, the psalm tones, all five liturgical settings, everything up to the beginning of the hymns has been set for the guitar.
The Reverend Dr. Frederick Bowie, our guest today on Ask the Pastor. We didn't ask you much, but you played a lot. We appreciate that. Thank you for those wonderful gifts you brought
today.
Well,
appreciate it. Always a blessing.
All the best, guys. Have a great, safe weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Joshua 6. Read ahead. It'll be fun. We'll see you then.
Listen to the Bible Study Monday through Friday at this same time. The Bible Study is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for the Bible study to continue. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can contact us on the web at kfuo.org. Download archives at kfuo.org. The Bible study is heard weekdays on KFUO Radio, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.